elections in the DRC. Are ministries affected? Old Testament stories may appeal to non-Christians in Niger, and a TV CEO is honored in the United States. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The Democratic Republic of Congo is quiet in the wake of election results, but the feeling is that it's a restive calm. There are growing questions about the integrity of the vote, especially because some areas had impossibly high results favoring the incumbent. Violence could spread, but Grace Ministries International's Sam Vinton says it's unlikely to disrupt their evangelistic work.
So far, at least in the area where Grace Ministries International is working, from Bukavu down into the Kindu, the Maniema area, there has not been any kind of real, what I would call, repercussions, protesting or fighting. Though further north in Goma, I understand where one of the candidates was from, there's been trouble.
Pray. People feel hopelessness because their voices have been ignored. At the same time, GMI teams have seen thousands coming to Christ. Unrest would interrupt discipleship.
The big thing for us, of course, is that the gospel will still go forward.
Next, more than 400,000 women and children have been taken out of Ukraine, trafficked for one reason or another. EFCA Reach Global's Amy Ritchie works there, mobilizing the church. Many churches don't know how to stop human trafficking, but Reach Global is giving them ideas like,
get involved with an orphanage. Orphan kids are one of the largest at-risk groups in Ukraine. They can also start focusing on youth ministry. At-risk youth is a very, very high-risk group as well.
The Euro Cup in Ukraine in June will mean more human trafficking. Preventing young people from being targeted is an EFCA goal, but giving them Christ is top billing.
Often, the traffickers prey on vulnerability. And if we can help children understand that they are image bearers of God, their value in Christ, and their value as a human being, our impact will be very long-lasting.
You can have a profound impact. Find out how at our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. Niger is not a dangerous place for Christians per se, but with only 0.1% evangelical population, it's not exactly welcoming either. Despite any hostility, believers in Niger believe a project delivering Old Testament audio scriptures will go smoothly. In fact, Audio Scripture Ministries' Tom Dudenhofer says they think it'll be welcome.
They like the Old Testament stories. It fits them in many different ways. They've just never been able to hear the details. So this is a tremendous opportunity to begin a religious conversation.
The fact that it's an audio makes it even more appealing.
The House of Bible has been printed and published since 1932, but according to those in the country, literacy rates are among the lowest in the world, perhaps less than 15% of the people can really read and write in their own language.
The biggest needs now are for prayer and more digital audio players. You can help with both at our website. Meanwhile, you might think of radio as a way to hear music, news, and instruction. But several radio stations across the United States teamed up to put Christ's love into action. Buckner International reports that stations recently wrapped up a shoe drive for the ministry's Shoes for Orphan Souls program. Kids across the globe get the shoes and hear the gospel. During the recent drive, stations collected over 46,000 pairs of shoes. If it catches your interest, you can host a drive too. And Terry Ascott, founder and CEO of Sat7, is being lauded for gospel vision in the Middle East and North Africa. Belhaven University just awarded him an honorary doctor of Christian ministries. He helped launch Sat7, the first Arabic Christian satellite television channel by and for the people of the Middle East. Today, the network reaches an estimated 17 million viewers with the hope of the gospel. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The new Matthew West Christmas CD, Heart of Christmas, is waiting just for you. It features songs like One Last Christmas, Day After Christmas, and many of your favorite Christmas carols. What are you waiting for? It's yours for a gift of any amount. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.